When the Founding Fathers wrote the American Constitution in 1787, they envisioned America as a union of equality in which all men are created equal, in a union of peace, not involved in foreign wars. Unfortunately, what these Founding Fathers envisioned of America has still not been quite achieved. We face problems of economic inequality, as seen in the healthcare system and the theory of economic elite domination. Additionally, we can't consider our country at peace, as we're involved in many wars, especially in the Middle East. This inequality and foreign conflict is not what the Founding Fathers envisioned. Although the U.S. does follow a progressive tax system, problems of economic inequality exist in the healthcare system. The U.S. is the only industrialized nation without universal healthcare, meaning citizens must pay for medical treatment. Those in higher socioeconomic groups have a much better chance of quality treatment than those in lower socioeconomic groups because they are more likely to be able to pay for insurance. Health insurance is a system where citizens pay monthly bills to a primary care provider who in turn pays most, if not all, of their medical costs. This is a great option for higher socioeconomic groups who have the ability to pay these monthly bills, but not for lower socioeconomic citizens who can't afford it. Because of these costly demands, many Americans with a lower socioeconomic status avoid hospitals as much as possible, even when treatment is needed. When they get an injury, their first thought is usually, how expensive will this be? The healthcare system proves that there is still a gap between economic groups in the U.S., which was not what the Founding Fathers envisioned, as it eliminates the possibility of equality generation after generation. In addition to the economic inequality seen in the healthcare system, our country faces economic elite domination. Individuals with higher income tend to have a greater impact on the policies implemented by our government. In a recent study conducted by Professor Martin Gillens at Princeton University, Martin found that economic elite preferences were more strongly correlated with policy outcomes than the preferences of average income citizens were. Many people may assume that high income and average income individuals equally influence governmental policies just because they share many of the same preferences. However, if we look deeper into statistical analysis, we find that higher income citizens have a larger impact. This is partly because high income citizens are the ones who are capable of owning businesses. How can we bring change to this issue? We must ensure that average and low income citizens have just as strong of an input on governmental policies as their elite counterparts, just as the Founding Fathers envisioned when they demanded equality. Furthermore, the U.S. is currently involved in several foreign wars, especially in the Middle East, which is not what the founders envisioned. They wanted America to be a union of peace, with little to no involvement in wars. In a letter to John Adams, James Madison wrote, quote, "I hope some means will turn up of reconciling our faith and honor with peace, for I confess to you, I have seen enough of one war never to wish another," end quote. The Founding Fathers learned after the War of 1812 that war is an abysmal and costly experience which they never wanted to be involved in again. But today, the U.S. is involved in many wars in the Middle East, fighting terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, and the Islamic State. As a military child, I understand the repercussions of being involved in these sorts of foreign affairs. My dad has been employed to both Iraq and Afghanistan during my lifetime, and each time was a life-threatening experience for him. As I was younger, I didn't fully understand what he meant when he said he was going to be deployed. But now I understand it means he is going to fight in another country under the instruction of the U.S. Army, and I find it terrifying. Although involvement in these foreign affairs may save victims of terrorism, it does not bring the U.S. to peace, which diverges from the desires of the Founding Fathers. America today is not what the Founding Fathers envisioned nearly 250 years ago. They wanted a union of equality and peace, which has not been achieved, as seen by problems of healthcare and economic elite domination, as well as involvement in wars in the Middle East. However, we have the potential to change this. We can guide our country back in the right direction which the founders envisioned and have a voice for our country by remaining educated and politically involved.